Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Con tu pollera usada por los años, que baile en el viento del altiplano, arrean ovejitas a la cordillera. Para luchar contra esta vida dura, solo te ayudará linda hoja de coca. Mamita linda, tus ojeras son el orgullo de la Pachamama. Mamita está rezando por la tierra, hasta la luna se queda muda y habla de la lluvia y el sol, ¿dónde estarán tus sueños perdidos? Mamita está rezando por la tierra, hasta la luna se queda muda y habla de la lluvia y el sol, ¿dónde estarán tus sueños perdidos? Se ha formado en tus pies rajados por la helada, vientre tus senos son arrugados como la tierra que ha dado tanto fruto. A pesar de esta vida que es tan dura, tu cuerpo resplandece de este amor que solamente las madres tienen. Mamita linda, te amo y te adoro. Te vas bailando en tu altiplano como una estrella guaraguarita. La luna refleja tus trenzas negras tejidas con hilos de plata. Te vas bailando en tu altiplano como una estrella guaraguarita. La luna refleja tus trenzas negras tejidas con hilos de plata. ¡Ay, la, 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 la!
That was the dedicated to Pachamama, as I always say, you know, Mother Earth. There's a program on YouTube called Pachamama, and it's this young Chilean tuber. Well, names are coming up, man. Tuber who makes programs about Pachamama, Mother Earth, yes, and calls the Club of Pachamama. So anybody can actually subscribe, you know, and get in touch with this guy and suggest, you know, ideas, you know, how to make documentaries. No, not how to make documentaries. what kind of documentaries to make, because he's a documentary maker anyway. So he travels up and down Chile, discovering places that they were never even mentioned in the history books or anything. He finds really mysterious places there. Because, you know, Chile's located, you know, the edge of South America, split in the middle on the one side with Argentina, yeah. The Andes, you know, the mountainous range of the South America, starts from the Tierra del Fuego, which is the bottom of South America and Argentina. So yeah, we have there is like it's a whole range of temperatures, weathers, fauna, and all sorts of things, all sorts of beautiful things. And that people have not discovered yet, you know, not discovered. And tourism got to certain places there where there is access to get to. But there are other places that are not accessible to go, you know. So you have to somehow find a way to get to these places. And with the new invention, drones, this fellow has been put drones to good use, you know, good use, to discover places, you know, amongst the mountains, you know, for as far as the drones can actually fly, you know, and that's how he makes some of the footage for the documentaries that he produces for YouTube. Anyway, it's called Pachamama Club. He plays a tribute every time to Pachamama, because there are so many things to discover in this world, you know. Some of us, you know, human beings, you know, we are born and we live and then we die without knowing the whole mysterious corners of our own planet, you know. With the help of this fella, and help with other fellas too, that they go around the world, they go around South America, the third world, and everywhere they go. And we watch. I'm a mind traveler. Now I'm a YouTube traveler. You know, I watch his programs, and they're very, very, very interesting. Some of them are very sad to watch, you know, like pollution in third world countries, you know, where the first world, so-called inverted commas, countries pay these governments, you know, to accept all the crap, you know, that they cannot afford to keep in their own countries. So they pay millions of dollars, you know, to these poor countries to accept all the junk and the stuff that the leftovers of this kind of so-called first world, inverted commas. So they want to keep their environment nice and clean and clear, you know, but pollute the rest of the world. And this is happening right now. So, and I found out most of the documentaries, you know, that somewhere in Indonesia, you know, Thailand, you know, Bangkok, Pakistan, in India, some those countries, you know, they've been used to dump all the rubbish, you know, all the leftovers that these countries, European countries, have, and they don't want to. They don't want to get rid of them, or it's impossible for them to get rid of them. So therefore, they send them on big ships, you know, across the oceans to dump the stuff in these third world countries, and that's why there's so many diseases, so many of the bacteria, germs, and everything that these people die of. You know, and then they blame, oh, yeah, this came from, I don't know, from some island in the Pacific, you know, blah, blah, and they brought the infections and stuff. And these are the countries, you know, these are the countries who are making those countries poorer and poorer and poorer, and dumping their rubbish there, you know, and no protection whatsoever. You can see people who are starving, no food and nowhere to live, you know, trying to search for some food in the, amongst the dumps, you know, that these people have dropped there. This documentary is very interesting to watch, you know. Whenever I mention this to people, they're like, oh, watch this on YouTube. They go, oh, no, God, on YouTube, you know. But it's some of the stuff on YouTube, you know, you can actually find interesting, you know. Fair enough, you know, there's a lot of poo-poo going on as well. But also, you can find some interesting programs. You don't have to watch the poo-poo programs. You watch the interesting ones, you know. That's why we still so far, brothers and sisters, we still got a choice in our minds. You know, our minds are not being controlled, not yet, completely. We are semi-controlled. Our minds are semi-controlled by the media, you know, like television, radio, newspapers, things have been written, you know, in according to whatever whoever writes books, you know, they write them for their own convenience, you know, mainly, I'm not saying everyone does, because we got up, for example, The Open Veins of Latin America by Eduardo Galeano, a Latino writer who wrote a book. It took him about 20-something years, you know, to write this book, because the research is so excellent, it's excellent. You know, once you're reading the book, there are quotes there and with, you know, little asterisks that you can actually refer. If you want some more explanation about a certain subject that is mentioned on the book, on certain page, you can go to this and that book. So that book expands, you know, from that book, it gives you an idea of how to go to all different books to expand, and your knowledge will be massive, man. You know, maybe one day you become a teacher of the history of the world. You know, because that's what it is. And the guy did such research that I think The Open Veins of Latin America, and there's another one, Accused the Invader, are two books that are very important for us. And I reckon that they are our natural Bibles of Latin America. We can read those books and find out why we are in the situation where we are, and why other worlds, other parts of the world are in the conditions and the ways they are living, and why they've been affected, who have made it to happen to them. You know, wow, it's very, 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 very detailed. 100% detailed. You can find it, probably, I'm not too sure, I'm sure you can find it. The Open Veins of Latin America is in English, by the way. In English, Spanish, it's been translated into Portuguese, into all different languages, because it's a book that is very important for, not just for the Latin American continent, but also for the whole world, because where they say, oh, the first world, second world, third world, and so well. We're all one world, okay? Some of us have been mistreated. Some of them have been overtreated, you know? And the overtreated are the ones who are actually mistreating the ones on the second and third world, yeah? Very simply explained, you know? So that book is very interesting. And also, I Accuse the Invader, yeah? That is another book. It's about the conquest of Latin America, of the invasion of Latin America. That's why the book is called I Accuse the Invader, you know? And, people say, well, yeah, in the old times, you know, the Aztecs, the Incas, all these civilizations, they used to kill each other and they used to sacrifice, you know, to the gods. Who wrote that? Who wrote that, right? Yeah, obviously, who wrote that was the person who actually went all over there with about 3,000 soldiers with weapons and to conquer according to them, to conquer, according to the natives, to invade. And they wrote books, you know, according to, I don't know, how they will present themselves to the world, you know, and that's what they are, you know, that's what it is. So, right, okay, now this fellow who I was talking about earlier on, who makes documentaries about Pachamama, about Mother Earth, yeah, he mentions a lot of the stuff that, and shows also on the documentaries, the stuff that the little towns, little villages, locations where natives used to live before the invaders arrived, you know, and killed them all because they had a spoon that was made out of gold and they wanted to find some more gold. So they tortured them to death, and then they tortured another one and tortured everyone until they gave him the gold. So in order to take the gold without any opposition, they kill everyone, you know, and they took the gold and they came to Spain and to, I don't know, England or Holland, Portugal, you know, and presented their royal families, you know, oh, we got this present for you, this is for you, this is for you, with from the new world, what, you know. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about right now, you know, it's not balls, right? It's true. And we all know it's true. And this is the truth that is not taught in schools. 400,000 North American natives were massacred in a genocide when the colonialists arrived in the United States. Is that mentioned in the books? I don't think so. Three million people or so in the Americas were massacred and killed and in genocide by the Portuguese and the Spanish and the French and all these people that went over there to invade. Is that mentioned in the history books? No, I don't think so. I don't think it is. So there you are. This book, I Accuse the Invader, and the open veins of Latin America are very important. And they're important for the world, you know? So, okay, my friends, brothers and sisters, I know I get heavy occasionally, you know, about subjects like this, but it's just time that now with the technology that we possess, you know, with the internet, with all the laptops and you know, telephones and the Clever TV or whatever call this, you know, HD and DVD2 and blah, 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 do, blah, 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 you know. And we can actually find out more, you know, more. Now these the doors are open for the whole world to discover. Now, if you're bothered about it, then you will find out the reality of why you are here. Why are you suffering like this? Why are these people coming over to us? Why and why and why? And all those whys will be answered to you with a lot of because. And there you are. It's entirely up to you. You know, when people say, why are these immigrants coming over here? You know, why are they coming here? You know, and so if you read these books, you find out why they're coming here. Because here, they went there first. And when here, they were welcomed. The here that went there were welcomed, dressed, fed, looked after, welcomed, right? And then the here that was there started committing crimes and take over. They discovered that they had a lot of treasures and blah, 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 blah. And from then on, they started to control the whole world, you know. So there you are. Come on. These things are not being taught in schools, right? They're not taught in schools. You have to find out by yourselves, you know. Now it's your opportunity, brothers and sisters. I don't say that I know everything about it. No, I don't, okay? But so far, this is what I know so far. And I'm sure for certain that it's more and more and more and more and more. I will die one day. I will never find out the whole truth, the whole thing, you know. because that's what we are. We go past this world, learning, getting educated, or educating others, or listening and, you know, talking and whatever, you know. And then our day comes, you know, when we have to go and leave this world. And we still don't know. We still don't know a lot. There's a lot to learn. And now is the chance to do. So here we go. Today's talk was sponsored by by chickpea casserole and red kidney bean casserole with a nice tomato and lettuce salad.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Iyapu, all the way from Chile. Yeah, of course. No, I was only kidding. I knew these guys were from... These guys are fantastico. And now I just received a joke here, actually. After all the seriousness that I presented, you know, a few minutes ago, I want to tell you a joke, man. You know, I mean, we can be sad, we can be, thoughtful, we could be, you know, life is there for us to decide and choose, you know, the path that we want to follow. So, yeah, we got ups and downs, you know, and I always thought to myself, you know, this is always going to be the opposite of the opposite to everything, you know. You got black, you got white, you got red, you got another color. You got yes, you got no, you got dark, you got day, you know. So anyway, yeah, whatever, you know. Happiness, sadness, you know what I mean? Wellness, badness, all sorts of things. Anyway, the joke is, it says, when I was young, I was poor. But after years of struggle, I'm no longer young. Oh, nice one. Let's go back to some years ago, lots of years ago, in fact, you know, and let's celebrate our compadre's birthday. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I know you for sure that you're going to guess straight away, mate. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Para los chilenos rasca.
Ahí viene el minero bajando de la cumbre, trayendo en su rostro el sudor de su trabajo. Ahí viene el minero bajando de la cumbre, trayendo en su rostro el sudor de su trabajo. Viene el minero de la cumbre, viene el minero de la cumbre. ¡Ule! ¡Ule! Pasado. ¡Viva!
junto a la mina viene el minero. Patuay bribri,
David y Goliat, altivo valle de luna que vio nacer a tu abuelo, Puerto Armuelles, Chiriquí, canción levanta tu vuelo.
Pa' cuando tú crezcas, pelao, pa' cuando me muera, mucha plata no te dejaré, se me fue en quimera, te dejo esta tierra pa' que la quieras, pa' que la quieras, pa' que la quieras, pa' que la quieras.
Okay, this is the end of the show, amigos. This is the my only friend, the end. Anyway, that's the Doors. Maybe next week I'll play that song for you guys at the end of this show. Okay, well, I want to say thank you very much to everyone for listening to the show. And Eddie Holguín, man, this guy, Kido is listening to the show, Eddie. Eddie is listening to the show, Kido. Okay, this compadre has got a program called Salsa Soul, Soul Salsa. He's got salsa stuff, you know. So, get in touch and try to connect with him, and he's entertaining. Very, very good guy, man, you know. So anyway, guys, thank you very much, Jeanette, as well, for listening to the show. Thank you, Robert and Carlos and Marie. Thank you, Marie, and all of you guys. I'm going to leave you with a band called Gondwana. Kiki Neira is their lead singer. This is quite an old album. This is live and direct from Rapa Nui, Easter Island, still Chilean until the invaders get there. Okay, amigos, thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope that you join me again next week at 5 o'clock. And love one another and free Palestine.
Sabiendo que nuestra música sonó aquí y que mis canciones fueron cantadas por ustedes y principalmente y más que todo percibidas por ustedes desde aquí, desde el corazón. All right. En honor a eso es que vamos a recordar una canción que escribí hace como 14 años más o menos. Pero esta es la versión 2009, casi 2010. ¿Ok? Porque estamos ahí, a puertas. Oye, a todo esto, atrasado, feliz Navidad en todo caso para todos, ¿eh? Okay, get ready now. Yeah.
para no hice raje con